T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A wake-up call from Mother Nature with storms this morning in South Central Kansas. We've got the story.
I'm Dan O'Neill. Kansas prison inmates are safely back in their cells this morning.
Special hotline set up for non-emergency fireworks complaints. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
There are the tweets read round the world. I'm ABC's Janae Norman in Washington with a bipartisan backlash over President Trump's Twitter feed coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Thunderstorms likely were rumbling overnight and keeping you awake, but will we see any more today? Our complete forecast is coming up.
Mother Nature gave us a pre-4th of July fireworks show early today in South Central Kansas as strong thunderstorms marched across the state from northwest to southeast. The storms featured winds in excess of 60 miles an hour, heavy rain, lots of lightning, some hail, and street flooding. Several hundred Westar customers lost power in the Wichita area for a time. No reports of significant damage, no reports of injuries.
President Trump's spokespeople say he's fighting fire with fire in tweets attacking the host of cable TV news show Morning Joe.
In a pair of venomous tweets, President Trump launched a personal attack on MSNBC host Mika Brzezinski, calling her, quote, low-IQ crazy Mika, saying that she and co-host Joe Scarborough came to visit him in Mar-a-Lago in December and, quote, she was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. Here's House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
I think it's so blatantly sexist, I don't even know that there's a question about it.
Republicans piled on to the bipartisan condemnation of the tweets that are also reigniting the controversy over Trump's attitudes towards women. Janae Norman, ABC News, Washington.
The Kansas Department of Corrections says an incident at a maximum security prison in El Dorado has been resolved and inmates are back in their cells.
A department spokesman said in a statement Thursday no injuries to staff or prisoners occurred and that the inmates did not obtain access to any weapons. Staff from other prisons were called in to deal with the incident, but the statement says that's normal procedure. The inmates were returned to their cells with no use of force. An official with the union representing corrections workers had said inmates controlled parts of the prison that included the gym, the yard, and the kitchen. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Millions will be on the roads and in the skies for this 4th of July holiday weekend.
A record-breaking 44 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more from where they live, according to the AAA, with 1.25 million more travelers this year than last, 4.6% more air travelers, and 3% more drivers. Surprisingly, low gas prices may be the reason why. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan.
Believe it or not, it's going to be the cheapest July 4 to hit the road since 2005, and for among the first times ever, likely to be cheaper than on New Year's Day.
Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Two people were killed and four others hospitalized after an explosion at a power plant in Tampa, Florida yesterday afternoon.
It happened at a coal-powered plant owned by TECO. Sherry Jacobs is with Tampa Electric.
Tampa Electric's number one priority is safety. Safety of our employees, of our contractors, of our customers.
Corey Deardorff with the Hillsborough County Fire Rescue said two people were dead at the scene, two were airlifted to Tampa General, and two were taken by ambulance.
Burn injuries as well as some other injuries, and they would be categorized as very severe.
There were no other reported injuries. The cause of the explosion is under investigation. Tony Marino, ABC News, Orlando, Florida.
The number of citizen complaints about fireworks will skyrocket this weekend. Wichita Fire Lieutenant Jose Ocades says a special phone number for complaints will go into effect starting tomorrow evening.
During July 1st through the 4th, Central County Emergency Communications will staff a non-emergency number for fireworks complaints, 316-290-1011, between the hours of 6:30 p.m. and 3 o'clock in the morning.
That phone number, 290-1011, is only for fireworks complaints. All emergency calls should still be made to 911.
This week, the Wichita Police Department's gang intervention program mailed out 74 letters to the parents and guardians of gang members aged 17 and younger. Lieutenant Jeff Gilmore is with the police department's gang felony assault section.
We are asking the parents and or guardians of these juveniles to please contact us. We would like the opportunity to sit down with them. We would like the opportunity to explain why their child has been documented as a gang member in the community. We would also like to explain to them how they can no longer be a documented gang member in the community. And we would like to provide additional resources to help them with that.
Children involved with gangs are less likely to graduate from high school and have a significantly higher arrest rate than youngsters who do not associate with gangs.
Seven crew members of the USS Wichita have been in Wichita this week, seeing the sights. Commander of the Navy combat ship, Rob Dumlau, says the USS Wichita will be a ship on the move.
We are extremely fast, probably the fastest vessel in the Navy inventory. We can exceed over 40 knots. And using the water jets, we can displace about 2 million gallons of water in a minute. That's an incredible amount of power. So we can zoom.
The USS Wichita is going to be used for mine warfare, finding and destroying mines in waters worldwide. The ship is currently in the waters of Lake Michigan off the coast of Wisconsin. It will be commissioned by next year or in 2019.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A little baseball action yesterday for the Royals and the Wingnuts, who have a key series coming up this weekend. And it's the end of an era for Shocker Athletics and the beginning of a new one. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Here's an activity for the fourth, bargain hunting. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock here on the last day of June. Of course, next Tuesday is July 4th, and that means Independence Day celebrations with fireworks. Sedgwick County Division Fire Chief Rob Timmons tells KNSS News about one device that causes burn injuries every year.
Water boils at 212 degrees. We bake cakes at 350 degrees. Wood burns at 575 degrees. Glass melts at 900 degrees. And a sparkler that we routinely hand to a 4- and 5-year-old burns at 1,200 degrees.
Rob Timmons, our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue is in Beijing, formally marking the return of U.S. beef to the Chinese market. Perdue was joined by representatives of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, the Nebraska Beef Council, and National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
I am convinced when our Chinese friends taste this tasty, wholesome, healthy, safe U.S. beef, they're going to want more of it.
U.S. beef exports to China were halted at the end of 2003.
4th of July means parades, cookouts, trips to the beach. How about bargain hunting?
What are you doing over the 4th of July? Fat Wallet's Brent Shelton suggests making some time for shopping, especially if you need things for your home. He says you'll find the biggest bargains on furniture in months.
Unless you want to wait until Black Friday for this kind of pricing, this is the best time to buy those items.
And with the temperatures rising, it's a good time to buy an air conditioner.
The highest quality air conditioner models sell out very fast, and stores only have a few models in stock. So a sale from 10 to 25% off is a really good deal.
Shelton says those sell out quickly. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
You'll want to avoid the area traffic accident on Harry Street east of Rock Road. Again, avoid that area if you can. Again, that's Harry Street east of Rock Road. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A few showers may stick around across south-central Kansas through about mid-morning. Then we become partly cloudy. Not going to be as warm as what we have been this past week. The high today, 84, with a light northeast wind. A disturbance will move in from the west tonight. That may trigger a shower or thunderstorm. Our low, 64. But tomorrow is going to be dry. Sunny and warmer with a high, 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. No, mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. North wind at 5 miles per hour. Just an hour ago, that wind was from northeast gusting to 39. Now it's backed off to 5. We have some strange weather going on right now across south-central Kansas. 8:12, Steve and Ted. Tomorrow is July 1st, which here in Kansas means a whole bunch of laws go into effect. They get them all going on July 1st, and also going into effect tomorrow, I understand, is the new tax increase. The state legislature dealing with the shortfalls here for the past 2 or 3 years in Topeka finally coming up with a plan this year that's going to raise taxes by, I believe, $1.2 billion over a couple of years. We are privileged this morning to have with us live the Kansas Secretary of the Department of Revenue, Mr. Sam Williams. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
It's good. I'm doing not fine. Been a while since I've talked to you. You used to be down here in Wichita with us.
Well, I'm still in Wichita on the weekends, but spending too much time up here in Topeka. But my heart's still in Wichita.
Well, hey, Sam, this tax increase, can you tell me what that's going to do? You don't have any idea what this is going to do to my paycheck come up here in the next couple of months?
Well, the way tax increases work, Steve, as you know, is come the first paycheck you get in July, it's going to be less take-home pay because the new rates do take in effect on July 1, and we're trying to get the message out to everybody to take note of that and do some tax planning to make sure come next April 15th you don't have a large amount that you owe for taxes.
Well, and if the legislature, as we said, they've had to deal with this thing for the past couple of years. Have they got it solved completely, Sam, do you think?
Well, for the next couple of years, it appears, the out years, it looks like we might have an opportunity to revisit some policy. But I'm not the policy guy. I'm the administration guy. So I'm dealing with the fact that tomorrow a new tax law becomes effective, and it's important for us all to be aware of it.
Well, you know, it's a matter of over the past couple of years, getting a little bit different handle on projecting that revenue. Was that part of something that you were involved in? We were coming up with these great big shortages, and then they adjusted the formula a little bit, right?
They did a adjustment to the revenue estimations last November, which, as you remember, significantly reduced the amount of revenue that we were anticipating. And since that time, we've been pretty good in meeting those revised estimates. So, yeah, they did make a change, and we've been pretty good so far in meeting them.
Your job, if I'm going to be crude about it, your job is measuring how much money is squeezed out of the taxpayers every month coming in there. But on the other hand, is it being wisely spent? As I understand it, I saw you quoted in the paper today that maybe these guys didn't do that well with holding down spending this last time around.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm not a policy guy. I think there's, I'm running an agency now, Steve, and I've been able to establish the fact that there's always opportunities for us to do things better in a more cost-effective way. And I kind of look at, when I ran a business for 40 years, I use that same principle. I was always looking for ways to become more efficient and more effective. And in times when my revenue wasn't meeting the expectations, usually it meant that I had to do some adjustments. So I'm just applying the principles that I used in my business career to my experience here in state government.
Well, and I know that the lawmakers are required or by the state Supreme Court to put more money into education, which they set aside more for that. But did they also raise their spending over and above that, Sam?
The way the budget is written right now, there is an increase in actual spending exclusive of the increase in school finance. Yes, that's correct.
So they haven't found the economies we would like to see. And you mentioned something there as a business person, and yet it rings true not only with business people, but anybody who's got a family budget, for crying out loud, you don't spend more than you got. And I think that rings true across the political spectrum from, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. But when they get into Topeka and lawmakers, I guess that principle kind of gets lost sometimes.
Well, you mentioned something really important there, that as a family, we need to be on top of our financial situation. And that's what I'm hoping, having this conversation today, some of your listeners will understand that there is going to be an additional expense in their family, and they'll take the time to adjust for that. And also important in this, Steve, is the fact that we're bringing back on the tax rolls LLCs and those exempted businesses who have been off the tax rolls since 2012. So small business owners need to also exercise that same discipline. They need to sit down with their tax preparers and prepare a plan for making estimated payments and making sure that their tax liability is taken care of before April 17th of next year.
That was more than 300,000 people. That also includes, does that include farmers? And
Farmers who have that particular type of a business set up, yes. And then the rates, they're taxed as an individual. So it's just as a corporation, as you know, you have the opportunity to make estimated payments, because there's not a withholding system set up for corporations. So if they are incorporated in one of those or using one of those business vehicles, they need to make sure that they're making their estimated payments.
Well, maybe by coming on this morning and giving us a warning about our take-home pay, you have eliminated the need to call the Sam Williams hotline to complain about this, huh?
Well, they're welcome to call it. They're welcome to call it. It's an opportunity. I mean, we have great people in Kansas, and we'll make right decisions together, and we'll go forward. But there's an opportunity for us all to do better.
Sam, who was it that said, I know it's patriotic to pay my taxes, but I could be just as patriotic if I paid less. It might have been Ronald Reagan. I don't know.
No comment.
You got to be careful. All right. Hey, Sam, thank you so much. Have a good fourth, huh?
You're welcome. Thank you, Steve.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Sam Williams, Secretary of the Kansas Department of Revenue, and I'd forgotten what a great guy he is. He was here in Wichita. I don't know him that well, but had the chance to be around him a little bit and interview him a few times. A very down-to-earth man, and I like Sam. Sam's a good guy, and Ted, that old paycheck we get next week could be a little less in there.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll have to have Jad take us to lunch. 8:19 now. Steve and Ted, it's sports time with Ted Woodward. We're going to talk about the Royals this morning and the Wing Nuts and what else?
Ted's got a little change of the guard at Wichita State.
Changing of the guard, Ted.
Today is a monumental day in Wichita State athletics. The end of one era, the beginning of a new one. Today, the last day of June, is officially the final day for Wichita State as a member of the Missouri Valley Conference, where they've been for 72 years. Tomorrow, when we flip the calendar over to July, it'll be Wichita State's first official day as a new member of the American Athletic Conference. A little change coming for Wichita State. Pro baseball last night downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The first place Wichita Wingnuts were down 5-0 in the fourth inning. It would take something big to overcome that, and they got it. It was a 6-run sixth inning that did it for the Wingnuts, as they were able to come back from 5 down and win the game. Beat the Texas Airhogs 7-6, wrapping up a homestand downtown last night. Wichita has the best record in the league. They have an 8-game lead atop the South Division, coming off back-to-back wins. And the Wingnuts this weekend will be taking on the team that is in second place in the division behind them, the Cleburne Railroaders. Wichita heading down to Texas for games on the road for the next 3 nights on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals in Detroit yesterday afternoon, finishing up a series with the Detroit Tigers. Detroit scored early, put this one away early. The Royals didn't score until the 9th inning. The Tigers won the game 7-3. The Royals dropped 2 out of 3 in Detroit against the struggling Tigers. Kansas City still is not doing well this year against their own division rivals.
It's like just a lack of consistency this year with the Royals.
They are 10-20 this year against the division.
Not good.
They lose to the Tigers, they lose to the Twins, they lose to the White Sox. They've done all right against the Indians. It hasn't been good otherwise. The Royals will continue in the division again this weekend, hosting the Minnesota Twins, the team that is just 2 games ahead of them in that wild card chase. See how they do. It's 4-game series, too. There's a day-night split doubleheader tomorrow. So they'll play tonight, 2 games tomorrow, and then Sunday afternoon. Royals-Twins, big series for both teams. Live coverage of the Royals and the Twins, all 4 of those games, you can listen to live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. We mark the passing of Dave Semenko, hockey player, tough guy that played for the Edmonton Oilers, protecting Wayne Gretzky back in the 1980s. Semenko has died after a battle with cancer at the age of 59. Semenko, on his way up to the NHL, played for the Wichita Wind back in the early 1980s. Dave Semenko dead at age 59. We have racing tomorrow night at 81 Speedway up in Park City on the dirt track. The Summer Classic racing at 81 Speedway, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And we have soccer action on the road for our Wichita teams this weekend. The FC Wichita Men are in first place atop the conference. They're over in Joplin tomorrow night, taking on the demise NPSL at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Last of a four-game road swing for the FC Wichita men. The FC Wichita women play their final game of the regular season tomorrow night on the road at Oklahoma City. The FC Wichita women just 1 point out of first place in the division standings. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
I always like that name for a Wichita team. Maybe if we get an affiliated baseball team back, call them the Wind. I like that name. I think it kind of describes Wichita.
Yeah, it was a classic classic franchise name for
what you got
hockey
there?
Back in the 80s.
Ted, something else?
Hey, and
yeah.
we got a big July 4th celebration coming up next week on July 4th. Wichita's official Downtown Fireworks show. Celebrate red, white, and boom.
Boom!
And, of course, KNSS would love to have you be in a great seat for that show by attending the Wichita Wingnuts game that night down at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. I have got two more four-packs.
Wow.
These are my last two four-packs to go to tickets KNSS night to see the Wingnuts and the big fireworks show on July 4th. And let's give those final two four-packs to callers number 4 and 5. Call me now at 869-1330.
It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
824 Steve and Ted, the Hannity Morning Minute coming up. Lawyers, lawyers everywhere. Who are these guys? Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.